Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus Interviews. Today in the studio, we are joined by Larry Martin, and we're going to be talking about the Festival of Carols. That's coming up here on December 5th. Larry, thank you again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So let's start off. Festival of Carols, like I said, coming up December 5th from 7:30 to 9 in the Geary Theater. Now, for people who might not know in the community, what is the Festival of Carols?
Well, it is our annual holiday concert, basically, that we have at the beginning of every December. This is my ninth year here at USU Eastern, and we started the Christmas, or the Festival of Carols, calling it that then, but it's basically just a celebration of the holidays. But we get to celebrate the music and the memories, too, that come with those songs. So.
And then there's bound to be lots of memories that go along with a lot of these songs you're going to be singing, because Christmas and the holiday season in general, just such a sentimental time for so many people, especially around the Castle Country area. So you touched on it a little bit, that you're going to be singing a variety of songs, but what can people expect from the Festival of Carols?
Okay, we're going to be doing, there's 13 songs in total. We have our two choirs at USU Eastern, our chamber choir and our concert choir. Concert choirs join with our community singers as well. It's about 40 members strong. And we have the Castle Valley Orchestra that's going to be joining us as well. So all but one of our songs we'll be singing has some sort of instrumental accompaniment to it, so it's awesome. Music from O Come Emmanuel, which is just a gorgeous, gorgeous version of it with a cello that's involved with it. All the way to We Need a Little Christmas, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra version of Christmas Eve, the Carol of the Bells, basically, that they've played. But lots of things. The Way of the Manger, a few others. Breath of Heaven by Amy Grant. Beautiful, beautiful arrangement of that. So we are just excited to do all this. We've been working on it for a couple months now, and it's coming together.
I'm sure it's always fun when you get to see all this hard work finally coming into its culmination. I mean, seeing everything come together for this grand performance. And I know personally, I'm really excited for the Hallelujah Chorus as a part of this. But as you said, you've done this for 9 years. Is there any particular song that you find yourself favoring over others, or do you like all of them equally?
Oh, it's hard. It's like, you know, telling someone who's your favorite child and that kind of thing. There's so many good songs out there. But one of them, I guess, if it was a Christmas song that I love the best, it's O Come Emmanuel. And we're doing that first on the concert. There's a gazillion different arrangements of it, but the one we're doing is very beautiful. I hope you come. I hope you all come and enjoy what we're doing. Expect to hear a bunch of favorite Christmas songs, maybe done a little different way at times, and a few that you may not know.
So yeah, this is just a super exciting event. Always nice to see live music, especially when it's performed by such a good group. Now, let's talk about cost and tickets for a second. How much is it going to cost to attend this performance, and where can people get tickets?
Tickets are at the door. It's $5 for adults and $1 for children under 18 and under, I guess, or under 18. You can just purchase them there. And we've worked it out so it's exactly $5. So if you bring cash, you don't have to have the extra little bit that might be charged. So our biggest thing is just come. If there's an issue with money or whatever, we can work that out, I'm sure. But anyways, just come. Enjoy. It's our hopefully our gift to our campus community and also our community at large, that, you know, the university is making great strides to try to reach out and connect with the community. And the choir program that we have does that, and the orchestra that comes with us. We have people that come from the community to sing with us. We perform for the community. It's just a great opportunity for us to share what the community is entrusting with us. They're entrusting us to do good things, and we try our best. So.
Yeah, you guys have done an excellent job at getting the community involved with campus life. I mean, it's always so fun to see what you guys have going on over there. Now, Larry, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Oh, just come start off your holidays, if you haven't already, with some great music, some great experiences. If you sing the Hallelujah Chorus, if you ever sang it before, we're going to be doing that as one of our final numbers. Come and sing it with us. We'll have you come up. Or you can sing it from the audience if you like to. But just come enjoy music, get back into the spirit of what we felt as kids sometimes, the opportunity to just enjoy all that happens this season. It's a great way to start it.
Well, Larry, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Larry Martin, and we were talking about Utah State University Eastern's upcoming Festival of Carols. That's going to be December 5th, starting at 7:30 in the Geary Theater. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.